Okay. The subject matter tonight is the importance of preaching and serving in this movement. It's important for your own spiritual advancement, and it benefits so many others. And every so often, maybe once a year or once every 2 years, I do a class on this particular section from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adi Lila. It's called the Desire Tree of Devotional Service. And it enthuses me when I read this particular section. It enthuses me, so I'm thinking, hopefully it will enthuse you, because that's my objective, that's my purpose, to enthuse you, to enliven you, and encourage you. If I can do one of those three E's, enthuse, encourage, or enliven, if I can do one of them, I'm a success. If I can do two, I'm a big success. If I can do all three, then you'll have me back again. And I would love to come every year. So, because I've only been here, one day, and already I've fallen in love with your temple. Already I've fallen in love with your community. As I told Ramachandra Das earlier, I consider you the advanced group. I also tell my LA people they're the advanced group too. But you are definitely the advanced group. So let us begin. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Now, I heard this morning, and I was in ecstasy when I learned this morning that these Gaur Nitai deities, I used to worship them in New York. Yeah, because they traveled from... It's all right. He let him do as he likes. I like him. Yes, I want spontaneous. We are rasikas. We are spontaneous New Jersey devotees. So these Gaur Nitai deities used to be in a temple known as 55th Street Temple. I was in that temple. I came there on Prabhupada's Vyas Puja Day, 1977, and I left that temple to go marry my wife in Canada on January 10th, 1980. So I was there for a good 2 years plus. And these are the Gaur Nitai deities from that temple. And I was so happy to hear that. So, Iskan Tawako Ki. And Gaur Nitai look very smiling today. I think they're happy with you. So, as I said, this section is the Desire Tree of Devotional Service. So are you ready to listen?
Yes.
All right. Here is the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj. This is his chapter. Everything, there's no other quotes, it's just him. As a big fig tree bears fruits all over its body, each part of the tree of devotional service bore fruit. Leading up to this, Krishnadas Kaviraj explained how Lord Chaitanya wanted to benedict the world So he made himself the tree of devotional service and the gardener. When you have a plant or a tree, you have to water it. You have to be the gardener. So Lord Chaitanya said, I am the tree, and I also simultaneously want to be the gardener. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj explained that Lord Chaitanya is the original tree, but it broke out into two branches, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda. Those are the two main branches of this Chaitanya tree. And the tree had nine roots, which were stalwart sannyasis, who were Lord Chaitanya's followers. And then the descendants, or the Advaita's branch and Nityananda's branch, they had many sub-branches. And Prabhupada comments that ISKCON, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, is a branch of this Chaitanya tree. So we can feel very humbly proud. Catch that. We can feel humbly proud that we are part of this Lord Chaitanya tree. And we have Lord Chaitanya Nityananda here. So we're definitely part of that tree. Sri Sri Gorni Chai Ki. That's it. Very good. I like that. She's ecstatic. Good. Since Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, the taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributed them without asking any price. So this is one reason why Lord Chaitanya is called Mahavadanya Avatar. First of all, he gave what no other incarnation gave, pure love of Krishna. And not only that, he didn't charge. He gave it freely. Not only did he give it freely, he didn't even care who wanted it or who didn't want it. He just gave it. All the wealth in the three worlds cannot equal the value of one such nectarian fruit of devotional service. Not considering who asked for it and who did not, nor who was fit or unfit to receive it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruit of devotional service. In an earlier chapter, this is chapter 9 of the Adi Lila. In chapter 7, there is a further description of how Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva widely, indiscriminately distributed the fruits of love of Godhead. And Prabhupada comments that ISKCON also follows in that same tradition. We don't care. We just go out and we distribute Krishna consciousness. We go out, we chant in the streets, we have our festivals. Do you do Rath Yatra here? I bless you that you resume Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is so important. I have a song that I wrote called Festival of the Chariots. And when I started to go to Panama in 1999, every year I was going to Panama. And like this, I would sing my songs. So one time I sang that song, and I said to the devotees of Panama, I predict that you one day will do Rath Yatra, because they had never done it. Now they have done it 7 years in a row. I get the credit. They thank me for giving them the inspiration. I have to be humbly proud. So, I bless you. Do you want a blessing?
Yes.
I bless you that you will do Rath Yatra bigger and better, and you'll never stop. Rath Yatra ki jai. Let's see how long my blessing takes to fructify. The transcendental gardener. So who's the gardener? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed handful after handful of fruit in all directions. And when the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener smiled with great pleasure. Is he smiling now? Very good. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multivarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. So now, Lord Chaitanya is going to give a class. So we have to pay very close attention. But before that, we sing a song. I have my band, Chawako Band. Lord Gauranga's calling, please chant the holy name. In every town and village, there's no time for playing games. And he wants you to chant, everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want everyone to sing it. Go on. Good. You sing it just like they do in Chile. Very good. You know it's time to wake up, find out who you are. Wake up, it's time to wake up. You've been dreaming on a star. Help me out, everybody sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Good. Lord Gauranga's calling, please come and dance with me. And if you chant, you'll be happy. Try it and you'll see. Everybody sing it now. Come on. Rama Rama Hare Hare. All right, all the Matajis, go. Men, Hare Krishna. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Everybody together. G, B minor, E minor, A minor, D and C. One more time, everybody. Hare Krishna. Nice. I like that. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Give yourselves a big hand. You did very well. Thank you for playing nice kartals, and my guitar player, David, and Madhav, two or one? Devansh, oh, you're not Madhav. Devansh, I'm sorry. Please, I committed an offense. I will fast for 40 days. Devansh, all right. Now, are you ready to hear more from Lord Chaitanya? Okay, don't touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. I got more songs, but first we have to hear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's see what they're doing on the internet. Oh, they're chanting along. They're typing in Gauranga, Gauranga. They're typing in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very good. All right. So for those of you who just joined in, welcome. We are broadcasting from ISKCON Tuwako, New Jersey. And this is the joint Bhakti Viksha group. And I must say, I'm enjoying myself more than you. Humbly so. Lord Chaitanya thus addressed the multivarious varieties of branches and sub-branches of the tree of devotional service. So this is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Everyone should look at Lord Chaitanya while I read this so you get the full effect. Since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of all the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. All the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus they, as they grow, they spread all over the world. I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? It would certainly be a very laborious task to pick the fruits and distribute them alone. And still, I suspect that some would receive them and others would not. So now, before I read the next instruction of Lord Chaitanya, who can tell me what is Krishna's final instruction in Bhagavad Gita? What does he say? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam praja ahang dvang sarva papyebhyo moksha yashyami ma shuchaha. I have a good friend. His name is Kamlesh Patel. And he produced my Bhagavad Gita DVD. And he is a staunch follower of Bhagavad Gita. And he always preaches that verse of Bhagavad Gita. So after so many years with him, I nicknamed him Bhagavad Gita 1866. And I told him that whenever I do a program and he's in the audience, I must quote that shloka. Whether it's a Bhagavad Gita class, a Krishna book class, whatever the class is, if he's in the audience, if I see him at some point, I have to quote that verse. So he would be very, very, he's in India right now. His father just passed away. So he's in India right now. But if he was online, he would be very, very happy to hear so many of you know that verse. That proves that you're the advanced class. I like that. So just as Krishna, that's his final order that everyone should surrender. Now, here is Lord Chaitanya's order. So listen, sit properly, look at Lord Chaitanya. He's going to give you an order. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. So that is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. He wants everyone to accept Krishna consciousness and distribute it. So this is something each and every one of us have to think about. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Just as Krishna orders, surrender, I will deliver you. Lord Chaitanya is ordering, everyone must take to this Krishna consciousness movement, and once you've got it, distribute it. He continues, I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. Now he gives another order. So this is Lord Chaitanya. How many of you have seen that picture in the post office? Uncle Sam wants you. Have you seen that? Forget Uncle Sam. He's bankrupt. But here's Lord Chaitanya in that same mood. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. So what are these fruits of Krishna consciousness? Chanting, dancing, deity worship, prasad distribution, book distribution. Somehow or other, if you give people something in relation to Krishna, then that's a fruit of love of Godhead. That's a fruit of the Krishna consciousness movement. And we should be giving out these fruits. We should be distributing. And you're here in New Jersey, so this is called your Prabhu Datta Desh. This is the area that Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada have given you to cultivate. Like a farmer has a field, right? A farmer has a field, and with that field, Sri Sri Gaurani Jaya Ki Jai, Sri Lakshman Hanuman Sitaram Ki Jai, Sri Nathji Ki Jai, Sri Sri Nasinga Pralada Ki Jai, Iskan Tawako Devotees Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. So just as a farmer has his field, which he cultivates, so this New Jersey is your field. It has been given to you. You're here for a reason. You're not here by accident. Lord Chaitanya has placed you here. He wants you to cultivate this New Jersey and preach, just distribute. Give Krishna consciousness to whatever degree you can. Whatever little thing you can do, it adds. It's significant. It's a contribution. Whatever you can do. You have children. That service, raising your children as devotees, that's big service. Don't think that it's not. Raising your children to become nice devotees is big service for Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada's movement. Very, very significant. You are supporting this temple. That's also preaching. You must certainly give donations, support to the temple. That's also preaching. That's also contributing. That's helping. If you go out and you have festivals like Rath Yatra, that's big preaching. So each and every one of you has to see, how can I plug in? How can I contribute? How can I assist in spreading this movement? There's a very famous letter Prabhupada wrote, which this gives the idea of what I'm trying to say. Prabhupada said that the devotee who is sweeping the temple floor is as good as the pujari. Nobody should think, I am big. No, there are no big. We're all workers in Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada's army. So whether you're this, like my friend, Max, he told me he does all kinds of maintenance work, right, Max? That is your preaching. That is your service. And as long as you do that, you're glorious. Everybody who participates in this movement is glorious. Therefore, I want to publicly acknowledge and appreciate what you're doing for Lord Chaitanya's movement. When you make nice birthday cakes for the devotees, That's also, could you? Hey, an army can't run without a stomach. As I've said 100 times, no prashadam, no me. You heard last night, why did I join this movement? I joined this movement for the food. So, prashad. And that was Lord Chaitanya's program. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Yes. So whatever you can do to participate, do that. And then another, if you want to increase, if you want to improve, and what I saw last night and I'm seeing tonight, you do have a very good mood with each other. That is so precious. Don't lose that mood, because that mood is the key to your success. But if you want to go to the next level, then learn the art of showing each other appreciation. Because each and every one of us, everyone likes to be appreciated. It's just human nature. So if you can, each of you, learn how to recognize and appreciate even at some insignificant service somebody else does, that will encourage them to do more. I advise you, always have a positive. See, there's two ways you can do. You can be, what we say, is the cup half full or the cup half empty? In other words, the same situation you can see in a positive light or a negative light. I recommend always try to see things positively. Don't get on the negative bend. I know people, they always have a negative attitude. Like I was saying, I think this morning, these kinds of people, they'll find fault even in Vaikuntha. They'll find something to go, Krishna, why is that out of place? No, we should have a positive outlook. Now, I'm not saying we should be blind. If mistakes are made, if offenses are made, yes, they should be dealt with. But everything can be dealt with in love, respect, and in a positive outlook. If you can foster that, you'll have the best temple in the whole world. Because that is the key thing that can, you cannot have enough. You cannot have enough enthusiasm. Impossible. There's never too much enthusiasm. Oh, Prabhu, you're too enthusiastic. No, more enthusiasm. All right. So Lord Chaitanya says, distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. So I'm going to ask the children, how do you become, or where do you go when you're free from old age and death? Where do you go? Temple? Well, I'm getting old in the temple. Yes? Which Vrindavan? New? Yes, when you go to the spiritual world. Yes, even in the temple, we're going to get old and one day die. So yes, you have to go to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. Then you're free from old age and death. Then you're fully, eternally liberated. So Lord Chaitanya says, if people eat the fruits of love of Godhead, they're liberated. There's a quote that if anybody sees Jagannath on the Rath Yatra cart, they're liberated. Now you're fired up to do Rath Yatra? Because these people have no other hope here in New Jersey. They don't have any hope. You guys are already delivered. You're already going back to Godhead. I'm talking about the 99% that aren't, all the fools and rascals, okay? They need to be delivered. So Rath Yatra is so important. Lord Chaitanya continues, if the fruits are distributed all over the world, my reputation as a pious man will be known everywhere, and thus all people will glorify my name with great pleasure. Now, someone may say, that sounds really egocentric of Lord Chaitanya. I thought he was supposed to be more humble than a blade of grass. Why is Lord Chaitanya talking like he wants to be some famous man? There's a reason. Lord Chaitanya is not saying that for his own aggrandizement. No. Lord Chaitanya is saying that in the same way that Krishna orders everyone to surrender. What is that verse again? No, Sarvadhamman. How about together? One, two, three. Very good. So, in the same way that Krishna is saying that verse, when Lord Chaitanya is saying that if the fruits are distributed, my name will be known, because if people chant Lord Chaitanya's name, they're going to get delivered. They're going to get love of God. So by him saying that, it's for others' benefit. When Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, surrender, it's not that Krishna is some egocentric man who just wants everyone to bow down to him. No. Krishna is saying that because he knows that unless we surrender to him, we're going to suffer in this material world. It's just like children. Pay attention. Pay attention, children. This is very important now. When your parents tell you to do something, it's for your good. Try to remember that throughout your life. When your mother, when your father tell you to do something and you don't like it or you don't feel like it, they're telling you that because it's for your good, not for them. I know that's hard. Now some of the kids are thinking, oh, I don't like him anymore. But the parents are thinking, I like this Nirantara. He's good. But it's true. It's true. Children cannot, you cannot appreciate or conceive what I'm saying. But I'm begging you, please listen to your parents. Now here's another reason. Here's another reason. Your parents are not ordinary. They're devotee parents. Therefore, they are very special. You are also special. You're devotee children. But your parents are devotee parents. So they have special blessing from Krishna. And if you don't obey your parents, you will not get Krishna's blessings because they're devotees. You children listening? I'm going to ask you later, what did you learn from this class? I hope this is one of the things you learned. Yes, Prabhuji, I will do what my parents say because it's in my best interest and they're devotees. And if I don't do what they say, I won't get Krishna's blessings. How, who wants Krishna's blessings? Very good. Then you have to do what your devotee parents tell you. Like go to school. Like clean your room. Like brush your teeth. Except take out the garbage. Shovel the snow. I had to do that when I was a kid. Yes. Okay? No, okay?
Okay.
Very good. So let's continue. Oh, so now there's a string of very significant verses. So let's take a quick break, pick up our guitars. And I have my drummer, I have my cartels.
My sweet Lord,
my Lord, my sweet Lord, really wanna see you, really wanna be with you, really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Ooh, my Lord, my sweet Lord, really wanna know you, really wanna go with you, really wanna show you, Lord, that I know it won't take long, my sweet Lord. Ooh, my Lord, my sweet Lord, my Lord, really wanna serve you, though I don't deserve you, really wanna serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Now start chanting. I get it. Hare Krishna. Everybody. Hare. My sweet Lord Krishna. Oh, my Lord. Now I'm a really wanna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. 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 Keep going. You can call him Allah. You can call him Buddha. You can call him Jehovah. Call him Adonai. Why, you can even say Jesus. Sweet Lord of Jesus. Saying the name of the Lord, it's all the same to me. One more time. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Hare. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord. Very good, very good, excellent. Very nice, good chanting. All right, everybody chant japa for a second. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So we have a devotee now in Atlanta. We have Krishna Das, and we have Lala Nesh from Brazil, and we have Madan and Vrindavan Leela joined us from Los Angeles, and we have somebody from New Vrindavan, Ashok, and let's see. Oh, we have somebody in Malaysia, Shyamala Kandaya. We have somebody in Singapore, Radhe Shyam, and we have from Vancouver, Bhakti Devi Dasi. Let's give them a big Hari Bol. All right, I can't see the total number because this is a new format. They used to show how many, but those are the ones online. All right, now Lord Chaitanya is going to speak further. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So Lord Chaitanya says, one who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his or her life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. How many of you come from India? All right, so who's Lord Chaitanya talking to? All right, he's not talking to me, the Malechas and Yavadas. He's talking to, you Indians. So you should make your life successful and work for the benefit of all people. And how do you work for the benefit of all people? By giving them Krishna consciousness. So make your life successful. Yes. Be successful in your jobs. Be successful in your school. Be successful in your life. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you have to distribute Krishna consciousness. Not that, oh, I am a success, now my business is done. No, it's not enough. Be successful, but at the same time, distribute Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya continues, it is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with one's life, wealth, intelligence, and words. This is one of the most important statements. All right? This is from the, I think it's the Vishnu Purana, this quote from Lord Chaitanya. It is the duty of every living being, all right? So a man, woman, young, old, Indian, American, Eskimonian, African, whatever you are, you must perform welfare activities for the benefits of others with four things. So, if you give your life to this Krishna consciousness movement, that is perfect. You've given your life. I did that. I told you yesterday my story that on July 15, 1973, I decided I am now officially giving my life to Srila Prabhupada's movement. Yes, there have been ups and downs, ins and outs, this and that, but I'm still dedicated my life to Prabhupada's movement. So that's one thing, give your life. Okay, you can't do that. What's the next thing? Give your wealth. So you all are making money. So some of that money should be engaged in spreading Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's movement. Not that I'm amassing a big bank account. No, we should not be misers. We have wealth at our disposal. Okay. A portion of that, whatever you're comfortable with, should be engaged and used in propagating this movement. All right, the next thing, intelligence. Say you can't give any money. Okay. Use your brain. Use your intelligence. How to spread this movement. If you can't do that, use your words. Use your words. Tell others about Krishna. Even if all you can do is when you see someone, Hari Bol, that's preaching. Even if all you can say is, Hare Krishna, that's preaching. But you have to do at least one, two, three, or do all four, that's great. But at least one. Give your life, give your wealth, give your intelligence, but at least give your words. Yes, when the opportunity comes, we stand up and say, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all His servants. If I ever go on TV someday, and the microphone and the camera is there, or sometimes I dream, you know, they have those award shows, you know, the Academy Awards or the Grammys, and the guy goes up there for 10 minutes, I want to thank my producer, I want to thank my mistress, I want to thank, you know. So if I ever got that, I would say, I want to thank Srila Prabhupada, and I want to glorify Lord Chaitanya, and I want to ask everyone here to chant along with me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Last month, I was in Santiago, Chile, and I was invited to a local town hall meeting. And the theme of the town hall meeting is what's wrong with politics and how to improve it. So they had these, you could say, four college students or young adults, and they each gave their presentation.
And somehow or other, I was invited. So, of course, I had to speak in English, but I had a translator. And so I was explaining what Prabhupada explains about Varnashram. And then I spoke about how if you're in a government position, then you have to protect the people, not exploit them. And then I went on to give some examples. How in modern day, politicians, they speak like this, two different things coming out of the same mouth. And they don't care about the people. And I also said that a lot of times, democracy is the best democracy money can buy. So I impressed upon them, because there was some political people there, some people in the government, and I said, the most important quality for you leaders is to tell the truth. Now, I didn't know if they were going to shoot me or what, because I was getting a little heavy. But at the end, well, anyway, before I ended, and I said to, because there was people in the audience, you know, so I asked everyone, I ended the speech, I had everybody raise their hand, and I had them chant, and they did it. They all chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. I was thinking, wow, this is great. And then after I was done, they all clapped, even the other people on the panel. I was like, wow, all I have to do is say what Prabhupada taught, I'll be a success. So that was a good lesson for me. Don't be afraid. Just give them what Prabhupada is teaching us. It's perfect, it's powerful, and it's a success. All right, Lord Chaitanya continues. By his work, thoughts, and words, an intelligent man must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and the next. This is an interesting here. That most people, because they're not enlightened, they're only working for this life. All they care about is making it in the material world in this life, hook or by crook, because most people don't care about the next life. They don't even believe in the next life. So all they know is, I gotta be successful now. Kill or be killed. So a lot of people are like that. It's a dog-eat-dog world, they say. So they don't care about sinful activities. All they care about, success, win. But someone who's enlightened, like you, you know, no. I have to act in such a way that in my next life, I'm not in the same position I'm now. I have to act in such a way that my next life is better. Why do we send our kids to school? Why? And I know, because I've been dealing with Indian communities since 1994. I know how much you put stress. The children must go and get a good education. Don't you stress that? They all do. I know that. And other communities too. They stress education. Why? Because you're concerned out of love for their future. You don't just let them do whatever they want. No, you're concerned. So an intelligent human being is concerned about the next life. Therefore, an intelligent person considers, is this pious? Is this impious? Is this right? Is this wrong? That's called conscientious. That's called intelligent. And the best activity that you can be doing, which guarantees the best possible next life, is Krishna conscious activities. That guarantees the best possible next life. So always, as much as possible, do Krishna conscious activities, children. Don't just spend the whole day playing video games. How many of you play video games? I knew it. That's the modern Maya. So,
it's okay, but you have to balance it. Are you reading Bhagavad Gita? No. You got to start reading Bhagavad Gita. How about Krishna book? Do you read Krishna book? You read Krishna book? Very good. Only once? I read it every day. Come on, get with the program. Jai. What's that? Good. Now make it 11. Oh, you know the story. Prabhupada, in 1972, the devotees spent the whole month of December all around the world on a marathon to see how many books they could distribute for Prabhupada. They were going out long hours, 10, 11, 12 hours. They would chant their rounds, take prasad, and they'd go out the whole day distributing books, come home at night, eat a little prasad, next morning, get up for Mangal Arati, chant their rounds, go out again. They did that for a whole month. So at the end of the month, they gave the scores to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we distributed so many thousands of books. So everyone was thinking, oh, Prabhupada's going to pat us on the head and tell us how nice we are. What did Prabhupada say? Double it. Everyone was like, what? We just work like... But that's Prabhupada. Double it. The devotee is always thinking, now I must increase. Now I must do better. That's how a devotee thinks. That this is not the limit. Just like tonight, I think I mentioned I wanted to make this the best. But tomorrow night, I'm going to make it the bestest. And each night, my goal is how I can surpass what I did the previous. That's how a devotee thinks. I've got to go further, farther. Lord Chaitanya finishes up. I am merely a gardener. I have neither a kingdom nor very great riches. I simply have some fruits and flowers that I wish to utilize to achieve piety in my life. But his fruits and flowers are the fruits of love of God. These are not ordinary flowers. These are special flowers. The flowers that will intoxicate you with love of God. Although I am acting as a gardener, I also want to be the tree, for thus I can bestow benefit upon all. Now, Lord Chaitanya quotes himself when he was Krishna 5,000 years ago. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, yes? Yes, of course. I like that. Of course, yes. He's not an incarnation of Krishna. He is Krishna. So when he appeared as Krishna 5,000 years ago, one day Krishna was with the cowherd boys and they were walking through Vrindavan forest, and this is what Krishna said to the cowherd boys. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities. For anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. Lord Chaitanya uses this example of the tree when explaining the Trinadapi, the third Shikshastakam verse. And he goes into a lengthy, I call it tree meditation. Many times I am asked in my preaching, oh, do you do meditation? I go, oh yes, we do tree meditation. Tree meditation? I say, oh yes, let me tell you about tree meditation. So Lord Chaitanya explains that the tree has to tolerate the scorching heat. But do you ever hear the tree complain? When it gets too hot for me, immediately I'm whining. Oh, it's so hot. Right? But a tree never complains. And when it gets cold, the tree has to stand out there. But you never hear the tree say, oh, please give me a hat. Give me some gloves. Give me a... No, the tree tolerates. Then people come, pick the fruits, cut the twigs, take the flowers.
But does the tree ever ask, hey, you're taking from me. You got to pay for that, buddy. Right? If somebody came up to me and started taking my stuff, hey, wait, stop, man. Can't take my stuff. But the tree never complained. People take everything from the tree. And then people, right, they take the tree and they carve their initials. Bobby Lust Susie. Right? Now, human beings are now imitating that. It's called tattoo. Right? People are self-inflicting. Like, you know, they... If anybody has a tattoo, don't worry about that. But I don't understand it, because it's very painful. Anyway, it's the latest fad. Everyone's got them now. Even many devotees have them. But I just find it, ooh, I'm not into pain. But the tree, people carve their initials, doesn't protest. And then people come and they cut down the tree, right? If somebody was to cut me down, I'd be screaming my head off. Hey, what are you doing? But the tree doesn't complain. Even the tree is drying up and dying. Nobody's watering it. The tree doesn't complain. Like, I need water right now. So the tree is never complains. So Lord Chaitanya, this is Lord Chaitanya's explanation of tree meditation. That we have to be more tolerant than the tree. More tolerant. The tree is the emblem of tolerance. It's tolerating so many things. And Lord Chaitanya uses this example. You have to be more tolerant than the tree. When trying to become a devotee, humility and tolerance are the keys to success. No one said it's easy. It's hard. But we have to constantly work at being meek and humble. Now, sometimes the question is raised, Prabhu, how do I know I'm humble? That's a good question. How do I know I'm humble? And I say this, you know you're sufficiently humble if you're able to chant. When you no longer can chant, now you're not humble. Now, how many of you are chanting every day? Good. You're sufficiently humble. You can be more humble. Okay, can you have too much money in the bank? Will anyone say, no, please, Prabhu, you gave me too much money. No. And if Obama bailed us out instead of the banks, would we refuse it? Like some of those idiot Republicans, they're refusing the bailout. Like, give me a break, man. I'll take it. I'll use it for Krishna, right? If Obama decided to give, yes. Like if I met, I always say, if I met Bill Gates, you all know who's Bill Gates. I say, Bill, Haribo, Bill, can you just give $1 billion to Krishna? Okay, Bill, how about just $1 million to Mayapur? I know you could do $1 billion, but I'll be humble. Just give $1 million to Mayapur or Tawako. Would you? So that we can do Rath Yatra. Right? So there's never a question of being too humble. There's never a question. And in the spiritual world, everyone's competing how they can be the most humble. That's the spiritual world. Everyone's trying to outdo themselves. Radharani, she's not thinking how I can be with Krishna. She's thinking, how can I arrange that this other gopi can be with Krishna? But the other gopis are thinking, no. We want Krishna to be with Radha. So in this way, there's competition. Nobody is thinking of themselves. Everyone is thinking of the other. This is the spiritual atmosphere. This is how you create Vaikuntha. I sometimes do marriage counseling, and I'm sometimes invited to speak at weddings. So I take these kinds of things very seriously. So if I speak at a wedding, I'll tell the husband, the new husband and wife, you want a happy marriage?
You want a successful marriage? Husband, you should see that I must serve my wife so that she becomes pure devotee of Krishna. And wife has to think, I must serve my husband so that he becomes pure devotee of Krishna. When that is there, that'll be perfect. Happy, happy. And then, not now, but someday, I'll do my famous class. I did this in South Africa. It was a big hit. Now, don't shoot me yet, because I'm not going to do it now. But some, no. Not this time. You got to invite me next year. Then I'll do. I'm very smart. Because if I do it now, you won't get me back. I have to give you something. So I do a special class called Happy Wife Means Happy Life. Right, ladies? And the men are thinking, no, it's the other way around. But that's why it's an hour seminar. Next year. Okay? Not this time. In South Africa, I had done a program at someone's house. And after prasad, I was sitting and some of the ladies came over and they started talking to me. And then I started preaching and they said, they all called their husbands, hey, come over here, this guy's preaching good. Come here. So that's how it started. All right, shall we chant? All right. A minor, G, E minor, and F. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Better? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Play louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone.
Very good. Now, we have 15 minutes questions. You have a question? First of all, did I satisfy your request? So who has a question? If there are no questions, that means either I completely failed or you completely loved it. I don't know. That's not a question. That's an instruction. Let's see if there's any questions first. I'm sure somebody has a question. No questions? Yes. Okay, I mentioned, who paid attention yesterday? Answer his question. How do I play the guitar so good?
Practice,
practice, practice. So that, and have a teacher, and what else? And pray to Krishna. What's that, Prabhu?
How did you get that?
Oh, it's called? I bought it. All right. No, Krishna didn't give it. Like Narada Muni, he got his veena from Krishna. Unfortunately, Krishna did not give me this guitar. I had to buy it. Looks like you have a question. What keeps me going? This question is, what keeps me going and preaching? And there are several reasons. First of all, I am convinced, and I've seen it, that by going out and preaching, I see how I make advancement. I see how I get free from Maya. So it's something that I've personally realized. For instance, when somebody gives me palak paneer, I know how satisfied, or if someone gives me a samosa, like last night we had samosas. I love samosas. Or when somebody gives me idli dosa, or if somebody gives me, my favorite Gujarati food, patra. Yeah, I'm part Gujarati. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes. I'm part Gujarati. Yeah. You look inside, I'm 99% Hindu. I, Malecha Yavana. So, when you eat, you know how you feel. You know. Or like maybe some of you like pizza, right? I know, the kids love pizza. So when you eat this nice food, you know how it makes you feel. So in the same way, I know that by going out and preaching, I know how I feel, and I know how I feel when I'm not preaching. So that's one reason why. I like the way I am and how I feel and how I see myself getting out of Maya. Number two, as we just read,
It's Lord Chaitanya's order. Lord Chaitanya is ordering everyone to go out and preach. I gave the example. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, surrender. And I made the comparison that Lord Chaitanya is saying the same thing Krishna is, but he's saying, go out and distribute Krishna consciousness. What to speak of Prabhupada? Prabhupada, sometimes his disciples would ask him, Prabhupada, you have done so much for us. It seems like we can never repay you. Prabhupada said, yes, you can repay me by doing what I have done. Go out and spread this movement. So for those reasons, somebody else had a question. Yes. What do I expect? Well, you don't let anything get in the way of disturbing your preaching or your service. You're a mother. You have children? No children. Okay. But anyone who has children knows that there's ups and downs, disturbances. Children cry. They get sick. But despite the difficulties, you take care. Even, I've seen it with my wife, and I know so many mothers. Even they are so tired, and even they're sleeping. But if the child is crying, the mother immediately gets up, takes care of the child. And the child sometimes spits all over, right? Anyone who's had a child, having a child automatically teaches you patience and tolerance. What to speak? I'll give you further. Anyone who has a husband automatically learns patience and tolerance. So you know exactly. You know exactly. And yes, anyone who's had a wife has to learn patience and tolerance. It's not one-sided. And the women are thinking, what? We're perfect in every way. Of course. Siblings. So, it means you continue your service despite the difficulties. And humility in this sense means I'm not doing this as the enjoyer. I am the servant of the holy name. This is something I wanted to speak a little bit. Because there are some people, they are in certain societies. I'm not going to get too specific. They chant, but they do not have the mood that I am the servant of the holy name. They see themselves as the enjoyer of the holy name. That kind of chanting I don't listen to. There's a kind of chanting where the people are chanting, but they don't have that mood that I am the servant of this holy name. And anyone who's a little tuned, they can detect, oh, this chanting? Nah, this is not chanting. Because they're trying to enjoy the name. But real nice chanting, the mood is, these people are trying to be the servant of the holy name. So as a preacher, I may be big guru, I may be sannyasi, I may be householder, brahmachari, man, woman. I have to see myself that I am everyone's servant. Prabhupada used to see his disciples, that they are sent by his Guru Maharaj. He saw his disciples as his Guru Maharaj's representatives. Prabhupada didn't lord it over us. Although Prabhupada was in the superior position, and although we gave Prabhupada all kinds of awe and veneration and respect, we never felt that Prabhupada was exploiting us. Never. We would die for Prabhupada. We would do anything for Prabhupada. Why? Because we knew here is the only person on this whole planet that's not going to cheat me. That's why I've given my life to Prabhupada. I can't say that about anybody else, but I can say that about Prabhupada. Here is one person I know for a fact he's not going to cheat me. And that's one way to determine who is your spiritual master. Find that person who you are confident, this person is not going to cheat me. So, Prabhupada always made you feel that he simply, like he signed his letters, your ever well wisher. That is a devotee. A devotee is everyone's well wisher. A devotee, a real devotee, simply wants to see how others can advance. Like I was explaining, Radharani and the gopis. They're competing how the others can be with Krishna. So, Prabhupada explains in second canto, he's talking about offensive chanting. You know about offensive chanting. So the key, how do you know that your chanting is getting to a good stage? Prabhupada explains, you have the service attitude. If you are really chanting, then you will have this mood of wanting to serve the spiritual master, the devotees. You'll have that mood. That's how you can tell who's really chanting nicely. Because there's a symptom, a mood about them. They have that service mood. That they'll do anything to help the devotees, to help the movement, to serve their spiritual master. Does that help? It's good? Yes? I told that story last night. It's very simple. Prasadam, which we're going to do in 2 minutes. Prasadam, prasadam, prasadam. Okay? For you, your parents, your parents, your parents. Okay? Sorry, you're born into a devotee family. That's how you know Krishna. I wasn't. So I know Krishna consciousness from Prabhupada, from the devotees, from Prabhupada's books, and from prasad. More questions? Yes.
Sometimes devotees become complacent, especially they've been in the movement, not necessarily chanting or initiated, but they're just stuck at some point. And either it's because of fear that they don't want to commit to more, or it's shyness. I'm shy, I can't really go be, I don't want to chant, committing 16 rounds, what if I can't keep up? It has to come from within.
I would say, number one, I can appreciate that because that happens to all of us at some point or other. The worst thing you can do is become offensive. So we guard against offenses. And as I preach all the time, meekness and humility. So such a person should be honest with themselves and say, this is where I'm at. Not try to pretend, but be honest where they're at and recognize, okay, I need to get to the next level. How to get to the next level? Association with devotees and increasing hearing and chanting. I always stress, if you're at this level and you want to get to the next level, try to increase your hearing and chanting. Because that is the root. Lord Chaitanya says that when you nicely do hearing and chanting, all varieties of devotional service arise and awaken. So if somebody is hesitant or feels that they can't progress. The way to get it is to associate with somebody who's got it. Because Krishna consciousness is infectious. If you associate with somebody who's got it, it'll rub off on you. How many of you know Dravida Das? You've heard of Dravida Das. So he's my friend. Once a month I go to San Diego for preaching. And I get to stay with him in his apartment. And when I go, we have high level talks. We talk. I ask him questions about different aspects of the philosophy. Or I was asked this question. I didn't know how to answer it. Because he's very knowledgeable. So he's one person I know, if I ask him a question, he'll be able to quote, well, Prabhupada says this and Rupa Goswami says this. So our association is based on Krishna consciousness. And he's much more advanced than me. And maybe I'm with him for a couple of hours, but that association is so powerful, it rubs off. And for the next few days, I'm in that kind of mood because of that association. So find somebody who's more advanced than you, associate with them, it'll rub off. The danger is the day when you think, nobody is more advanced than me. Then you're finished. When that day comes, when you look around and you think, they don't realize it. I'm the most advanced devotee here. These people, they're all fools. They can't see that I am the great Nirantara. That day comes, finished. But as long as I can at least see one person, just one person, more advanced, there's hope. Okay? Anything else? Yes, sir. What did he say? I need to... Yes. I only have a couple. Just one for tonight. We'll space it out because I don't have that many. So I will tell you the day I got my Brahmin initiation. So when I got Brahmin initiation, it was September 1975. I was in Vrindavan. And the GBC of the temple was Gopal Krishna. But he wasn't a sannyasi, he was still a grihastha then. And he had known me from New York temple. Because when I joined, he was there. So when he saw me, he said, oh, Nirantara, good. You're going to get Brahmin initiation. I was like, wow. So Prabhupada, I went to that temple in June. Prabhupada came in August. And in September, he gave initiation. So Prabhupada's secretary was Brahmananda. You know Brahmananda? Big Brahmananda. So Brahmananda knew me a little bit. So the word was that at a certain time in the afternoon, you had to go see Brahmananda and he would check you out. So I went to see Brahmananda, and because I'm a bumbling idiot, I didn't have any dry clothes. I had one dhoti that was hanging up and it was still wet. So what to do? So I went to Brahmananda with this dhoti that was obviously wet. Brahmananda goes, Nirantara, what are you doing? You can't go see Prabhupada like that. Come back when you have a regular dhoti. So I'm freaking out. I'm almost crying. Fortunately, I have a god brother, and he's elder god brother. He lets me borrow one of his dhotis. I go, oh, okay. So I go back to Brahmananda. So Brahmananda says, oh, all right, that's better. So then Brahmananda hands me the Brahmin thread. And you know how they're all So Brahman, here's your first test. Untangle this and don't tangle it. Don't make it look like spaghetti. And sure enough, and Brahman undergoes, Nirantara, I don't think you're ready for Brahman initiation. And literally, I'm about to cry. So he gives me a new Brahman thread and he undoes it for me. He goes, okay, Prabhupada's inside. So I open the door and Prabhupada is sitting on a mat and Prabhupada goes like this, indicating to sit next to him. So the door is over here. Prabhupada's in his room. And so I sit next to, right next to Prabhupada. So get closer. You're me, I'm Prabhupada. So we're this close, okay? We're this close. So Prabhupada has this sheet, which has all the mantras on it, because in ISKCON, you get 7 Gayatri mantras. So Prabhupada is going om, and I have to repeat each word. Now, I'm good at Sanskrit, so I was thinking, oh, I got this one. No problem. So each word, Prabhupada says it, I say it. So we go through all 7 mantras. I'm like, all right. So then, Prabhupada takes the thread, and he's about to put it on. And so I raise this arm, thinking that I would help Prabhupada. So when I raise this arm, Prabhupada goes, look at me. Have you not seen the others? And I went, time froze. Prabhupada looked at me with his face. Have you not seen the others? And I'm just like, then in the next second, Prabhupada gives you this look like he's your grandfather. And he goes, all right. And he puts the thread on. I pay my obeisances and walk out because I don't want anything else to go wrong. That's my Brahman initiation. Okay? Huh? No, it's just me and him. But he did touch this arm. Good things. All right? Shall we take prasad? Oh, yes, Prabhu. Yes. Oh, you want a song? Oh, well, let's see. Let's see. What song to do? What's that? What?
Why did you want to raise your hand like that?
I thought I was helping, but I made matters worse. Yes? Oh, that song? You have good taste. Give me an A. All right. Don't want women, don't want wealth, don't want fortune or fame. All that I want, life after life, is just to chant your name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gachiranyata. And if you give me, yeah, if you give me 1,000 years, it's insufficient, so insufficient to nicely hear. Trinadapi, Sunichena, Taroriva, Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadhari. And if you give me, yeah, if you give me 1,000 years, it's insufficient, still insufficient
to properly hear. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's all I want. Was that the song? Okay. So what time is tomorrow night's program? Okay. All right, so I'll tell everybody. So tomorrow's webcast for me will start at 6. So everybody on the internet, tomorrow I'll be speaking from 6 to 7. So be there or be square. Don't be late. Yes, Eastern time. Very good. All right, thank you very much. Was it okay? Thank you. Okay. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Svapapanya Vatarajan Visvaso Navajayate Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva Nastyeva Nasteva Gatiranyata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, everybody! Good. Everybody. C. F. C. G. Gaur Premanande. Let's give a big hand to David. Devansh. David and Devansh, I got the Daves. Very good. And our cartel player, Mridanga. All of you, Hari, Hari, Wo. And to all the devotees online, that's it for tonight. See you next tomorrow, same time, same station, at 6 to 7. All right, that's it.